The Christian Challenge, Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, present the Christmas Sunday, December 25th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, featuring our annual Christmas program entitled More Than Just a Story, hosted and produced by evangelist and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown. Good Christmas Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing you the very best in Christmas music as we bring you our annual Christmas program entitled More Than Just a Story. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking and praising you for this Christmas day that you've allowed us to see. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it because you sent your son and he was willing to come into the world as a babe so that he might grow and increase among mankind and become our Savior and our Lord. And we who have received them rejoice in you, dear Jesus, for all of your great sacrifice in our behalf. And we want to be vessels through whom your blessings might flow, so others might come to know you as personal Lord and Savior. Those who know you might be encouraged and strengthened to grow in you. And most of all, your name uplifted, glorified, and praised in and through our lives as never before. And we thank you for this great privilege on this Christmas Sunday. In Jesus' blessed name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Start the record. From the Handel's Messiah Soulful Celebration album, the Yellow Jackets would behold the Lamb of God. Israel's up and down career was tottering again as they recognized that they were in deep trouble because of their own sin. And so therefore, as the people of God, they knew they needed to turn to God for deliverance. He had promised them a Messiah. He had promised them a Savior. He had promised them that one would come to deliver them. And they were looking to him to fulfill that promise. In the book of Isaiah, it says, "Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down." And so they were recognizing their need of a Savior. But they were looking for someone who was going to be a mighty warrior, who was going to be able to carry them through the various tests and trials that they would encounter, and deliver them from the hands of their oppressors, the Roman Empire. But instead, God answered their prayer by sending a baby.
As a nation. rejoice, Emmanuel. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
It's 5:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, December the 25th, Christmas Sunday, morning edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our program today is entitled, More Than Just a Story. Okay, let me give you our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today or dedications because of the nature of our program, but that's the number that you can call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. And I'm not certain whether we're going to be able to air the prayer requests and praise reports over the air, but we will pray for you here in the studio, and I'll praise God with you here in the studio, and next Sunday we'll bring those requests and praise reports to our listening audience as well. Number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, and that's because of the nature of our program. We want to get in all the music that we have planned and programmed today. So I'm going to do very little talking and let the music be the message. On this first set, we heard our theme, the Yellow Jackets with Behold the Lamb of God. Lionel Harris and Steve Green were next with We Need a Savior. Richard Small with Envision, followed with O Come Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Then we heard the Ron Huff Orchestra with the Emmanuel theme and overture. Lionel Harris came back with Rejoice, Emmanuel. And we just heard Jackie Graham Wells, Alisa Patrick, and the Mississippi Mass Choir in their version of a song entitled Emmanuel. 5:37 is the Sounds of Praise time. We are going to bring you that weather update. As I said during the Brown Perspective on Sports, when I got up this morning, there was ice all over everything. So if you're leaving the house in a very few moments, be prepared to probably have to scrape some ice off the windshield. The streets weren't just icy where I travel, but I'm not that very far from the station. So therefore, I'm not a good judge of what's going on there on the roads. And we will bring you that weather update sometime around 6:30 here on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Continuing with our theme, the Voice of Praise Choir next with Born a Savior. Yes, Israel recognized they needed their Messiah. They had their ups and they had their downs, and more downs than up. And right now they were down and they were looking for God to come and fulfill his promise. But what they were looking for came, but they didn't recognize him. Majority of them did not recognize him. The vast majority, I would say, did not recognize him because he came as a baby. They were looking for someone on a white horse and a sword in his hand to deliver them from the Roman Empire. But God sent his son to be their Savior. He was born a Savior. The Voice of Praise Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
righteousness, my servant, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights.
In faithfulness. And it came to pass in those days that Joseph went up to Bethlehem, the town of David, with Mary who was great with child, with Mary who was great with child. And so it was that she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling, and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them.
Shepherds abiding in the fields under the stars, keeping watch o'er their flocks by night.
Though the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them,
making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel and Christmas music. You're tuned to the Sunday, December the 25th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Christmas morning. Merry Christmas to you all out there. And we are bringing you our special Christmas program this year entitled More Than Just a Story. And we pray that you've been blessed by that which you've heard thus far. If you're just tuning in, we still have a lot of great music to play. And so don't you go anywhere. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, that's the number to call. We may pray for them off the air because we have a lot of music that we want to get in. And so, therefore, we'll pray for you or praise God with you off the air, definitely, when we receive your prayer request. And then I'll bring them to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry next Sunday, New Year's morning, Lord willing. And we'll invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with us as we bring those prayer requests and praise reports before God's throne. And the same thing with music requests and dedications. We aren't taking any of those today either, just because of the nature of our program. Like I said, we want to get everything in. I'm doing as little talking as I possibly can. And hopefully you'll get the message of Christmas that's in the music. Coming up next, this is our title song, Mark Condon and the Singers, and More Than Just a Story, here on Sounds of Praise.
Historical accounts fail to convey that Christmas is so much more than just a story. Bethlehem, Emmanuel, God with us, Calvary, God for us, and today, God in us. From the first breath of a newborn babe in Bethlehem that night, the blowing wind became a heavenly blast of the Holy Spirit, still being felt around the world.
The baby in Bethlehem's manger was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Angels singing, shepherds abiding, the King of Kings born in a stable, the Lord of Lords wrapped in swaddling clothes, an infant born, the Savior of the world. It was so much more than just a story.
Now I remember the lights would be down low, the fireplace was shimmering, and the tree was all aglow. The Bible would be open, and someone would start to read more than just a story.